Earlier this month, an appeals court in Italy ruled that a telecom worker who had developed a tumor in his ear got that tumor from using his mobile phone. It's the sixth time an Italian court has affirmed a causal link between brain tumors and cell phone use. Joining us to discuss this case and its implications is Daphnia Tachover. She's an attorney with the Children's Health Defense, the leading organization against the nation's battle against the wireless industry. She led a Supreme Court case in Israel, which actually led to the first limitations on Wi-Fi use in schools worldwide. And she's also the founder of We Are the Evidence, a group that protects the rights of people injured by wireless technology. Thank you so much, Daphnia, for coming on. Now, let's talk about the precedent that this sets. This court in turn in Italy said that the studies that were provided by the defense, right, which said that there was no causal link, were mostly funded by the wireless industry itself and should therefore be given less weight. How significant is this precedent?
Well, it is significant, but it's not the first case. It's actually the Italian Supreme Court that already established the same findings in 2011 or 2012. So this is, as you said, the sixth court that confirmed the same findings. There is a causal link between cell phone use and cancer. Our own government, the National Toxicology Program, it's our expert agency in deciding what is toxic, conducted a $30 million study, 10-year study, funded by the by the Food and Drug Administration. The results of this study came out on November 1st, 2018, and they found clear evidence that this radiation is causing cancer. But by the way, our government, when the results came out, said that, well, that study does not apply to human. That study also found that this radiation not only causes cancer, but also breaks the DNA in the brain. And nothing that this study found is new. We had more than ample evidence of cancer and DNA damage from numerous other studies.
Now, when it comes to that National Toxicology Program study, which we have covered on this program before, like you said, it was $30 million, so it's actually the largest and most expensive study to date about the effects of wireless radiation. So why is there a discrepancy between public policy and the published peer-reviewed science? Because even an organization like the ICNIRP has actually dismissed that NTP study's findings. Like you said, they also say that that study's findings do not apply to humans. So why do you think there's such a discrepancy between the science and public policy?
Well, corporate control. Actually, the court in Italy addressed the issue of ICNIRP specifically. ICNIRP is an industry control organization that, sadly, the World Health Organization decided to adopt the recommendations when it's come to cell phone and wireless use. And you're not going to be surprised to learn that the World Health Organization, the head of the EMF project in the WHO, is a wireless industry-funded person. And the World Health Organization, the IARC department, which is responsible for classifying carcinogen, classified in 2012 cell phones and wireless radiation, including radiation from cell phones, cell towers, Wi-Fi, and smart meters, as a 2B carcinogen, as a possible carcinogen. And IARC decided that it's only a possible carcinogen and does not get a higher classification because while they do have enough epidemiological studies that showing a correlation between increased use of cell phones to increase rates of brain tumors, they do not have enough animal studies. So now we do have the animal study, the NTP study. There's another study which is called the Ramazzini Institute study, a study from Italy, a 6 million euro study that found exactly the same result as the NTP study. And nevertheless, there's no change in policy. So unfortunately, those organizations around the world that are responsible to protect public health are mitigated by corporate power and money, including the FCC in the United States government. The Federal Communication Commission is responsible to regulate this topic in the United States. The FCC is headed by Ajit Pai, who is a Verizon attorney, Brendan Carr, who has been the CTA, the Wireless Industry Lobby Association, and other members of the CTA are basically connected to the wireless industry. So those who are responsible and entrusted with protecting the health and safety of the people and the children of this country and around the world are basically controlled by corporate power and money.
Now, I want to reiterate something that you just said for our audience, because it's very significant. Because a lot of people, especially in the U.S., they may not be surprised to hear that the FCC has conflicts of interest with industry. But this actually goes all the way to the top, because the ICNIRP, which has been accused of conflicts of interest in the past, and which this Turin court actually affirmed again, has conflicts of interest, is actually the entity that's setting the so-called safety guidelines that the U.N.'s World Health Organization adopts. So that's very significant. Now, you're bringing a lawsuit against the FCC to expose its disregard for public health. What can you tell us about that?
Correct. So in the United States, the FCC, although it is not a health agency, was appointed by Congress in 1996 to regulate the health and safety of wireless technology. Clearly, it failed. Already in 1996, when they adopted those guidelines, they were already obsolete. In 2012, the General Accountability Office in Congress said that it makes no sense that the FCC did not review its guidelines for 17 years. So in 2013, the FCC opened a docket for public comment, and on December 4th, 2019, that docket was closed, and the FCC announced that there's no evidence that this radiation is harmful and there's no need for review. By February 3rd, we have to submit a lawsuit against the FCC. This is the first opportunity in 23 years that we get to sue the FCC and the government for its fraud on the people on wireless harms. So we bring this lawsuit, and we hope to get the public support. We are looking for donations. Please go to Children Health Defense website, choose Stop 5G, and help us bring this lawsuit against the government. Thank you.
Daphna Tackover, thank you so much. You can read more about her work, like she just alluded to, at childrenshealthdefense.org, and you can also support that legal team at that same website. Thanks again.